It's the 3rd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The proposal to raise taxes to help support Bedfordshire Police was approved at a meeting of the Bedfordshire Police and Crime Panel. The vote for the increase was unanimous following a plea from Festus Ancobusoi, the Bedfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner, that additional funding would save lives. The PCC also pointed out that Beds Police were viewed as a rural police force when it came to government funding, even though faced with the challenges of a much larger metropolitan area. The approval, however, was contingent upon evidence of £600,000 of savings and efficiencies in the police budget for the upcoming year. Bedfordshire's Band D taxpayers will be asked to pay an extra £10 for 2022, or 84 pence a month. Bedford Food Bank has been the recipient of a donation from the Rotary Club of Bedford Castle to offset the expense of equipment used in the warehouse. The organisation has also been assisting with the collection and sorting of food donations over the past 3 months. 65-year-old Kempston resident Chris Canham is furious at the council for cutting back his rosebush, which he said acted as a deterrent to thieves entering his house for the past 25 years. Days later, a burglary took place at his house. Mr. Cannon's repeated requests for an answer from the council have been ignored. A spokesman for the council said they were aware of Mr. Cannon's issue but refused to comment due to an ongoing investigation of the incident. The 13th Bedford Brownies were presented with a trophy for their contribution to Bedfordshire's Christmas Tree Festival 2021. The group won in the Lane and Holmes sponsored event for the best junior tree. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.